That's Fortify.com.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
Before we get into my interview with our guest today, I want to remind you that nominations are open, open indeed, for the Excellence in Partnership Awards. If you or somebody you know has made a significant contribution to one of GSA's acquisitions programs, whether it's the Multiple Award Schedule program or another program, this is your time to make sure that those people get the recognition they deserve. Check out everything you need to know about nominating somebody. Hey, you can even nominate yourself. That does happen. We allow that. It's at EIPAwards.org. That's EIPAwards.org. And if you need more information than you can find there, call Melissa King. She can be reached at 202-331-0975. Everything you always wanted to know about the Excellence in Partnership Awards and the people and organizations it honors, right there for you. My guest this morning on Off the Shelf is Bill Gormley. Bill is president of both the Washington Management Group and Federal Sources, Inc. Someone, if you're a regular listener, know has been here on the show with us before, and we're delighted to have Bill whenever we can get him. Bill Gormley, welcome back to Off the Shelf.
Larry, I am thrilled to be here, so I'm listening to you in the intro here. So EIP, I can actually put myself in for something.
You can. You can nominate yourself.
That's pretty exciting. All right.
Don't always get that chance with any awards program, but you do here.
All right.
Bill, I want to talk to you a little bit this half hour about your views on the General Services Administration. Prior to being in industry, you spent about 30 years in that organization and probably arguably know it just as well, if not better, than anybody else around. And now is kind of an interesting time for us to talk about this. We have Martha Johnson, who has been in the job of administrator for the good part of this year. We're now ways into this administration generally. We should be starting to see some procurement trends emerge. So I want to start off by asking you, what sort of tone do you think that Martha Johnson is setting at GSA? We've heard her, for example, speak several times on working towards a zero carbon footprint for the agency. I'd like to get your views on how achievable that is, and also balancing that goal against things that the agency needs to be doing on other fronts.
Sure, Larry. I think, first of all, Martha's a breath of fresh air. They've been without an administrator, as you know, for, I don't know, almost a year or maybe longer. So you got to have someone in a leadership position. And even before Martha's there, just the administrator's position, really, you know, the responsibility of that is defining, you know, the agency's mission organization to meet the administration's initiatives. And Martha has taken a quick hold of that and has now, I know, met with all of our senior managers, gotten everybody away for a couple of days and focused on what her vision is and how they're going to align themselves with the administration in several areas. And along with that, GSA, for the first time, really since I can remember, is being mentioned as a contributor by name in the highest political office here in D.C. And to your point, associated with the environment, you know, they have the fleet, they have the property, the zero footprint comes into play. Martha set a very high standard there. And I think if you don't set a high standard, Larry, you know, you don't know what you're going to get until you set the standard. So she set the highest standard that you can have, and that's zero carbon footprint for the agency.
So that's kind of a big deal, and it talks really a lot about some of the things that are going on in the public building service in terms of how they manage and construct environmentally responsible buildings. But there's also other things aside from the public building service in GSA. We have the Federal Acquisition Service. We have the Chief Information Officer's Office, the Chief Acquisition Officer's Office, and there's some changes there that are going on. What needs to be looked at, in your opinion, Bill, from a strategic standpoint, in addition to the moonshot goal of achieving a zero carbon footprint.
Well, there's no question that she has some major holes to fill. And I think the you mentioned the CAO, Chief Acquisition Officer, you know, that's vacant now. You had David Drapkin leave the policy office earlier this year. He had Jim Williams leave as the commissioner. So I think those are key positions, both knowledgeable folks left with a lot of historical experience and information regarding GSA and its mission. So she's out looking for people now. They've had a couple of jobs out there. I'm sure they're interviewing people for it. I think the key position here, because GSA does have a leadership role in the acquisition policy area, and that's where the CAO position comes in. But on the more on the operational side, having been both policy, been in policy positions and operational, the operational is where it gets done. And I think that's the interface with all the stakeholders. And so the FAS, Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner, I think is a key job to have filled. And hopefully that'll be done sooner than later, because that is where you can, and as I always used to tell our folks when I was in government, policy works 100% when it's policy. And it's when you move it from policy and operations is where it does, can someone really implement, you know, the objective of the policy?
Not that I'm sure that you've got lots of experience with that. Mm-hmm. Let's start to talk for a second a little bit about the Federal Acquisition Service. As I mentioned, Bill, you had worked there for some 30 years. What's going on with the Federal Acquisition Service today? What are some things that we should be looking out for in terms of changes coming down the road to that significant acquisition arm?
Yeah. Well, I think Steve Kemp, they're fortunate to have him in an acting role right now. At least he has some previous experience before the reorganization of GSA, which happened a few years ago. So first off, he's knowledgeable. So he's kind of he's got put a stake in the ground. He's going to run it from an acting role. But, you know, here again, in order to implement, you know, Martha's policies, you're going to need to have that job filled. So let's start with a couple things. I think first off, getting that position filled in the policy or the organization, the way it's designed, I think they've had enough time now to see after the reorganization, are all the dots connected in the most efficient way to run the various offices they have. Personally, I think it would be good to take a look at it and see if that in fact are they meeting their objectives. I think having and Larry, I know you've been quite vocal about this as well. I think having two policy offices run the schedules program, or having the schedules program broken into two components, is not something that would be the way that you want to maintain that.
No, it certainly isn't, and it poses its own challenges. I'm talking this half hour to Bill Gormley, Bill, president of both Washington Management Group and Fed Sources, Inc. When we come back, I want to continue our conversations with Bill about his views on the Federal Acquisition Service. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Every government agency has a distinct mission, yet they all share a common vision: to better serve the American people. And it's been the determination of every federal employee that's made this vision a reality and our country what it is today. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to have helped government clients meet their missions, and prouder still to continue providing support. Today, Booz Allen's 20,000 dedicated professionals have the expertise, the experience, and the solutions to help you continue adapting to ever-changing public service pressures while achieving your goals. So whether you're responding to today's demands or looking beyond the horizon, count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Booz Allen Hamilton, delivering results that endure. BoozAllen.com. That's BoozAllen.com.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your humble host here every Tuesday at this exact time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we endeavor to bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. I'm talking to a great guest this half hour. He is Bill Gormley. But before we get back to Bill, I want to remind you that we welcome your feedback here on Off the Shelf. We really do read every email we get in. You can reach us here at the station at offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's a great place for a show suggestion, a topic, a guest that you'd like to see us hear, or maybe you have a question for Bill, our guest today, or perhaps even your humble host. Again, the email address here at the station is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. Keep those cards and letters coming, and we'll read every one of them, get back to you. Bill Gormley, my guest today, the president of both Washington Management Group and Fed Sources, Inc. As we went into that last break, we were beginning to talk a little bit about your views of what's going on at the Federal Acquisition Service, part of the General Services Administration. Certainly, Bill, having a full-time commissioner running that service is something very critical to the long-term strategic operation of that organization. What are some of the major issues going on right now in FAS? For example, we talked at the outset of the show about the administrator of GSA, Martha Johnson, wanting to get to a zero carbon footprint. Are these initiatives that FAS is part of? And if so, how is that driving part of their daily to-do list?
Well, Larry, the fact that she has set that that high bar, so to speak, for zero carbon footprint is a good thing on one hand, but on the other, you know, the organization FAS has a very diversified portfolio, so they're not going to be able to focus on that and just have one theme. You know, they have many, many different areas they need to focus on, and one that, or a couple really, is acquisition training. You know, the workforce really needs to have a lot of training, really some catch-up training, so to speak, and they've hired a lot of new folks, so they, you know, we're seeing a need just from the outside, from industry's perspective, of a clearer need for more and more training internally. We talked a little bit about organization and the alignment, but, you know, the customer. We hadn't even talked about the key stakeholders, so shame on us, Larry. We haven't gotten to the customer yet. Just think of the customer. GSA needs to have a clear message out there. And Martha's brought back her key focus of the customer. But, when you get too many ideas in the air here, the customer could lose some focus on the customer. And the policy, as we know, takes a long time to get implemented when you cut across a major number of industries that GSA has. So I think they have to keep focus on the customer, what their needs are. I'm sure we'll get into, for this is over with, I hope we get into strategic sourcing and other forms of acquisition ideas that the administration is talking about.
We absolutely will do that. I know there's a lot going on in some of those major areas, strategic sourcing, high road, what have you, and we're going to cover those this half hour with my guest, Bill Gormley. Bill, we've been talking about the fact that there is no permanent FAS commissioner, at least right now. Steve Kempf doing a phenomenal job as the acting commissioner. Everybody thinks very highly of Steve. What are three or four things that you would recommend that an incoming FAS commissioner focus on? Customer service, probably one of them, and it's a good point. Sometimes people don't like having their policy and actions dictated via procurement. That's something for an acquisition organization to always keep in mind. But what else is out there that should be done to keep GSA at the forefront of acquisition excellence?
Well, Larry, you're giving me the opportunity to do a short version of Letterman here, so I appreciate that. The live here, right? Fed News Radio with Larry Allen. Okay, number four, be willing to make decisions if you're the new administrator and stand up for your employees. I think everybody looks for that in any organization, but that's been in the past. I think there's been more of that needed. Number three, be in front of industry. They are a key stakeholder and are willing to help when they are engaged. And I think there could be a lot more of that, and therefore increasing the probability of getting the administrator's objectives done. Number two, coming in close to number one. Is that how it goes, Larry?
Now getting closer to number one. We're getting closer to the launching pad.
Understand the customer and their buying rationale and listen to them. There's a very diversified customer base out there. And to go into a narrow way of thinking in regards to acquisition is really not going to be increasing your customer activity on your end. And, Larry, number one.
The number one recommendation for the incoming FAS commissioner from Bill Gormley. Drum roll, please.
And I can't tell you how many folks miss this one, Larry. I mean, that's how good it is. They need to listen to their management team, especially your first line supervisors. Why? They are your front line, and that is where everything gets done, period. There
so,
you have it.
So four main recommendations. Make decisions. Stand up for your people. Make sure you're out there listening to your customers and understanding them, listening to industry that are your partners, and pay attention to what your first line managers are saying. For those of you all following along at home, those are four good recommendations for the next FAST commissioner. We talked a little bit, and GSA, so GSA has a lot on its plate. It's got the green procurement. It's got the zero carbon footprint. As you mentioned, Bill, it's also unusual right now because we have the agency playing a primary role on things that are coming out of the White House, which is kind of new for GSA. We haven't had that for maybe the last 30-plus years. Recently, that manifested itself in GSA being named one of two agencies to make sure that improper payments aren't going to people that shouldn't be getting paid by the government. Sometimes it's making sure that people are being treated fairly in terms of, and it's that they're transparent so that they know what their government's doing. So there are a lot of things happening at GSA, but there are a lot of things happening outside of GSA now as well. Let's take a little time now, and we'll cover this again later, to talk about things like insourcing, strategic sourcing, and the prospect of the so-called High Road Initiative. What type of impact do these things have first on the operations of the General Services Administration?
Well, Larry, as you know, and for anyone who's been around beyond one administration, every administration has an agenda that's going to impact industry in some fashion. This administration is no different. What I will say is that this administration does seem as though there's a perception of anti-industry here. I don't necessarily agree with all that, but that's perceptions out there. I mean, I always found that in many cases the government, you know, would use industry to help solve issues, you know, particularly when the government had had data but couldn't get it organized. So then they would turn that lack of capability into putting a new requirement on the industry to report back to government in some organized fashion. And that's kind of where it gets into the policy side, Larry. I think in trying to take on many of these changes, which are in many cases very good, but how we take those changes on.
How we take them on and what we do with them coming forward, is that's going to be the subject of our next session of this interview today with Bill Gormley. Bill, my guest today on Off the Shelf, he is president of Washington Management Group and Federal Sources, Inc. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Bill on things like strategic sourcing and insourcing and what that means for the administration's acquisition priorities. Right now, I'm Larry Allen, your host. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Nominations for the Excellence in Partnership Awards are open. Here's your chance to recognize innovation and excellence in the contracting programs of the General Services Administration. Nominate that company that's gone the extra mile in supporting a government agency. Nominate that GSA representative who calls on your office and provides support. Nominate your own agency to recognize your innovative use of GSA to meet your agency's mission. Winners will be announced at the EIP Awards on November 1st. Go to EIPAwards.org and nominate someone today. That's EIPAwards.org.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement and your most humble host here every Tuesday at this time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you the almost rabidly loyal listener in government and industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. We always welcome your feedback here, and I also talked a little bit about the outset of this show about the Excellence in Partnership Awards, and I want to emphasize that nominations are open for individuals and organizations that have made significant contributions to GSA's procurement programs, whether it's a schedule or GWAC or assisted services. To nominate somebody, check out everything you need to know at EIPAwards.org. That's EIPAwards.org. Or call Melissa King at the Coalition on 202-331-0975. My guest today is Bill Gormley. Bill is the president of both Washington Management Group and Federal Sources, Inc. We've been talking this half hour to Bill a little bit about his views of the General Services Administration, the challenges it has. He gave in our last segment the top four recommendations he has for the next Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner. Bill, as we went into that last break, we were started talking about things going on outside the agency, like insourcing, strategic sourcing, the possibility of a high road initiative, the impact that that will have on GSA, certainly, but the impact that will have on GSA specifically as well. Reporting requirements. We were talking as we went into that last break about reporting requirements and the burdens that those have and what that tells us about the type of information gathering that the government wants to undertake. Expand on that point a little bit. What's going on in this specific area?
Sure, Larry. Let's take, you mentioned as one example would be strategic sourcing. You know, the government's looking for anybody that's going to do strategic sourcing. If you take from a commercial standpoint, the fact that you need spend data in order to do that, the fact that the government is really looking at ways of identifying what their spend is, they actually want to go ahead and use industry to provide spend data on what the government itself is spending. And I think when you look at strategic sourcing, the government has to recognize that you have to have an internal sponsor for strategic sourcing to look at price only. And I think that's where a lot of the focus has been on strategic sourcing internally is going to be a mistake. I think in the long run, you know, the cost avoidance on unit pricing is going to end up costing more in the long run for the federal, well, for the taxpayer, but for the federal government. And also look at it from the standpoint, I think the agencies and departments are best suited to make their own strategic sourcing. And there's not enough time on this show to, you know, if you want to come back and do a couple of shows on strategic sourcing, I'd love to. But to keep it kind of short and to the point here, I think strategic sourcing is best left up to each agency and department. And let's get some experience just rolling that out and having success there. And if the government wants to further roll it up, then you'll have your spend data and you'll have the data that one needs to make decisions on how to go further if that's what is decided at that point. But I think to go ahead and think one procurement for anything that the government's going to buy, I think you'll see the customers over time, their spending trends will go away from GSA and go more to what their unique needs are.
Well, I think you raise an interesting point. It's one that I alluded to at the first part of the show today, which is government buyers don't always like having their behavior dictated by a central procurement organization. So whether you're talking about providing as a buyer the things that you think your customers should have, whether it's a specific green solution, whether it's a specific type of strategic sourcing solution, customers have a funny way of voting with their purchase cards and going in the directions that they'd like to go to meet what they believe their agency needs are. And after all, it is a very big government out there, and it does not lend itself to a one-size-fits-all or even a one-size-fits-many type of solution. So I think that you raise some good points there, Bill. How about things like insourcing? You know, for years, we had talked about A76 and outsourcing things to private industry. That certainly has swung 180 degrees back to where we're talking about bringing things that are perhaps inherent or critical government functions inside of an agency to be done. That's going to have an impact on both the contractor and government infrastructure, right? What do you see some of the main challenges being in that arena?
Well, Larry, I think let's kind of just put it here on the table here. Industry needs government and government needs industry. I think when we have that understanding of a relationship, this is not anti either side here. And I think the government, it's no secret, while the administration is trying and taking some steps to simplify the hiring process, it takes a long time to get hired by the federal government versus from an industry standpoint. So even on the hiring side, it's going to take the federal government a long time to really implement its insourcing objectives and to train the people and get the quality of people that they need. From an industry standpoint, it could be a slowdown, so to speak, of some of the procurements that would have been viewed as outsourced. But, you know, when you step back and take the emotions out of it and actually look at some facts, Larry, if you go back to the A76 days, the government actually won 80% of those competitive procurements. So it's one of these things that it hasn't been overblown as far as industry's winning all this business. The government has a need to outsource. Industry gives it the flexibility of having its needs met as the government needs them. And when the government's needs no longer exist, then the contract goes away or that requirement's gone. It's a matter of the government really doing a better job of managing its requirements and forecasting in a better way, Larry.
It is. So we're real. And I think that's important to note, Bill. The main point that you made here is we're not anti this or anti that. We are all in this together. And in order to make the system work, each stakeholder has a part to play. And that needs to be recognized by all the other stakeholders. We've talked a lot this half hour, Bill, about things going on in government. Let's talk a little bit about industry in the time we have remaining. With all this going on, plus tight budgets that are a reality, that may seem like a daunting time to be a government contractor, but we know that opportunities still do exist for business. What is it that you're telling companies in your capacity as head of WMG and Federal Sources about the prospects of running a successful government business in this market?
Well, a couple things is, while there a day doesn't go by when you don't hear on the in some fashion of media where the government is spending, we have a deficit, and that would make folks feel that, hey, there's a big government market out there from an industry standpoint. Well, the fact is, from what we call an addressable market, Larry, an addressable market is defined as opportunities that are going to be there for industry to provide contract support on. And the addressable market for next year's budget, so that's the government fiscal year 2011, is going to be $36 billion smaller than this year. And Larry, that's what it'd be.
That's 36 B smaller.
And so when it's smaller, things by nature, the dynamics, the economics, everything starts to really intensify. So what we're telling, answer your one of the part of the answer to your question is, with a smaller market, you know, what we're interfacing with industry on is where you are an incumbent and there is a recompete. Hug your customer. You better know ahead of time what the viewpoints of that customer is of the performance that you've been doing. And it may seem obvious, but I can guarantee you, with the smaller market, Larry, there's going to be a lot more people that are really looking to oust you as the incumbent.
So that's something to be on the lookout for, or understand it's a tight market. Bill Gormley, the president of both Washington Management Group and Federal Sources, Inc., I want to thank you so much for being my guest today here on Off the Shelf. Look forward to having you back again. I want to thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in to us today. Join us again next week as we continue our dialogue in the annals of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Thank you, Larry.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
What's the buzz in the federal community? Chris Dorbeck knows it. Join Chris for his new show, The Dorbeck Insider, weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on Federal News Radio AM. Chris has the insights on who's coming and who's going, new memos, new contracts, fun and helpful ways for federal managers to improve agency productivity while meeting mission goals. The Dorbeck Insider, building federal community by connecting people. Weekday afternoons on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.